KC2WI, this is KD2FPM. Do you want to handle the net or do you want me to take it tonight?
Yeah, I can take it. This is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. This net meets 9 o'clock every evening on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. The repeater is located in Crystal Dale, 5 miles west of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All operators are encouraged to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority and can break the net at any time. Do we have any emergency traffic? Over. More information about the club and the net preamble can be found on the club website, BoonvilleARC.com. Anyone wishing to take a net on a night that is not currently scheduled, contact a club member. We can set that up. If no one picks up the net within a few minutes of 9 o'clock, anyone is encouraged to pick it up and run it as a net controller for the evening. This is KC2WI. I'll be net control. We'll take a call first for portable battery-powered or mobile stations. Over. Hearing none, we'll now take EchoLink stations. Over.
KC2WI, please copy KA3TFB, Kilo Alpha 3, Tango, Foxtrot, Bravo, Bill in Franklin Park Borough. Calling in through the EchoLink system, and I believe there's two others after me. Over.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking into the EchoLink system from Oneonta. And apparently right now, according to my cue sheet, it looks like I'm the last one in the queue. There may be one or two other stations that may come in.
This is KC2WI, net control. I have KA3TFB, KD2FPM. Any other EchoLink stations? Okay, nothing heard. KA3TFB, go ahead.
Hi, Roger, Roger. I'll be brief here. It's not like me to be brief, but I'll be brief. Good evening to all, to the net, and thanks for picking the net up tonight. 61 degrees currently here in Franklin Park Borough. We hit a high of 63. You can go outside in your short sleeve shirt and still be warm. It's muggy. And that being said, we got wonderful Christmas gifts here from the school. I can't believe how much they gave me. I'm just dumbfounded. Anyhow, Merry Christmas to everybody, and I'll be listening. And the thing is, there is... I won't be having a lot to do here for a while, so we'll be looking for things of interest. Back to net control, KA3TFB, over.
Okay, very good, Bill. Thanks for the check-in. Have a happy Christmas, and it's not that warm here. It's 53, and it's been... Actually, it almost looked like it was going to get nice this morning. It was pretty bright, and the sun was sort of peeking through, and I was thinking that, you know, maybe it would be... it wouldn't be too bad. I happened to be on a Time Warner News page here on the computer, and it's saying that at 9 a.m., of course, this is for Syracuse, I'm sure. 9 a.m. tomorrow, it's going to be 66 degrees. Pretty amazing. KD2FPM, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, KD2FPM here in Oneonta. Got 54 degrees on the outside with... some cloudy skies, some misty conditions out there. We had 0.3 inches of rain so far for today. And yes, tomorrow, depending on how the weather pattern goes, we could actually see maybe in the mid-60s, and I've heard rumors possibly breaking some serious records and hitting maybe the low 70s. Potentially in some areas tomorrow, we could actually be warmer tomorrow than we were on the 4th of July, which is pretty sad and pathetic. So, all right, with that being said, I'll say 7-3. KCQWIB advised KD2JWC is now logged into the Echolink system, so hopefully you'll be able to come in and chat with him after I'm out. KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, this is KC2WI Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any other Echolink stations? Over.
Good evening, KD2JWC here in Oneonta on Echolink. Been enjoying the rainy day again, just like pretty much it looks like after Christmas Day will be decent, but the rest of the weekend and most of next week's going to be rainy. This is KD2JWC, back to net control.
Okay, very good. Well, going to have a green Christmas. I think I'm going to be going. I wish I was able to get out of here today and go up tomorrow, and sounds like tomorrow's going to be pretty nice, although I thought originally Friday was supposed to be clear, more sunny, but I don't know. This is the way I got the schedule, so I'm stuck. But I'd like to go out in the canoe tomorrow, but I guess I'll have to do it on Christmas Day like I did in 2006. Of course, everybody was, you know, mumbling and groaning about that, how bad it was for snowmobiling and all, but we had the Valentine's Day storm. It did start, it was a short season really, because it started so late, but we went till April. The difference there is it was warm, obviously it was warm because there was no ice on the lake on Christmas. But then it got cold, and it got quite cold, probably not sub-zero all the time, but cold, but there wasn't hardly any snow, so the ice built up really fast. And the ground froze really good before there was any snow, and that's what allowed the big 42 inches of snow, I think it was, but a lot of snow, to stick around for a long time, even though we didn't have a ton of it. It wasn't continuous snow after that, but it was so cold, I think the ground, everything was frozen really well, and ice was frozen really well and all of it. It lasted, so we'll see what happens this year. They're not saying any kind of a big temperature change like that, but could have a big snowstorm, but it may not last. All right, let's take a last call just in case there's any other Echolinks out there. We'll pause for 15 seconds, KC2WI. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. I'm looking for check-ins any station anywhere. Over.
N2PFM, good evening, Pete. N5AOW, good evening, Pete.
Okay, we have N2PFM, N5AOW, N2PFM. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Pete, and everybody on the net. Merry Christmas to all who may not be out there tomorrow night and Christmas night. We got a temperature of 53 degrees here also. 41 to 53 has been the temperature range. Until the wood stove yesterday, it was just too warm. And just using the gas heater here, and it's doing fine. So, nothing too much outgoing. I was going to be able to get some solar power this morning, but no such luck. Had to go back on the NIMO again. And we got, so I don't know, be able to use solar power again from the looks of it. So that will say again, Merry Christmas, God bless, and 73 is to all, and 2PFM clear.
Okay, and 2PFM. Well, I thought it was supposed to be sunny on Friday, And it's saying partly sunny, at least in Syracuse. You know, at 9 o'clock they're saying partly sunny, so we'll see. Okay, N5AOW, go ahead.
Good evening, Pete and George. Everyone else on frequency this evening, N5AOW. Lance, you know, you were talking about it looking good this morning. It was here also. Looked like the sun was going to come out. It was out for a little bit, briefly, and went back in. But, it, you know, it was relatively warm, and it got warmer for most of the day. And turned out to be an excellent day, really, even though it was cloudy. It's hard to fathom the temperatures that we're having, and I guess also, like you had mentioned yesterday, I believe it was, or the other day, it's going to probably be in the 60s, I think, by Friday or Thursday, tomorrow possibly. So temperature is climbing. It's kind of strange, but we can't do anything to change it, so... And I have no intention of it, to tell you the truth. If it stays green, it stays green. We can't do much about that. But, you know, the snow came in a big bundle, and it went just about as fast. So I think we'll have it again probably. When it does the next time, it'll certainly be here for a while. So that's about it, Pete. I don't have a whole lot to contribute this evening. Hope you have a good evening, and everyone else. So I'll turn it back to you, N5AOW.
Okay, N5AOW, KC2WI. I didn't look just recently, but as I recall, I think tomorrow is going to be warmer, but Friday is going to be sunnier. So that was my impression. Let's take a look here and see what they say. But Friday looked like a pretty nice day, but the temperature was already headed down, and then the weekend is, it started out a few days ago, as they were talking, I think 5 to 8 inches of snow in the outer Adirondacks, well, like Sunday night, something, and then it changed to mostly rain with a little bit of snow, so obviously the temperatures warmed up. But the temperature is going down and hovering around, last I looked, around, sort of around, you know, above and below. Of course it says, I'm looking for, happen to look for Lake Pleasant. It says for Lake Pleasant, it's going to be 57, chance of rain tomorrow, partly sunny. I don't know why they have the symbol for the sun, because they're showing the cloud cover at 100%. And then clear it off overnight, and 47 for a high and 37 for a low on Friday, and then, you know, just above freezing, 42, 36 for the low Saturday night, Sunday 44, and rain, you know, 1.51 inches, it says, for Saturday in Lake Pleasant. So we better hope that it's either, you know, 45, or else it's 25, because if it's right around 30, it's going to be just a mess. But if it's cold enough that it's all snow, then we could, you know, clear it away. If it's cold enough that it's cold snow, does not look good. And then middle of next week, the 29th, ice pellets, snow and ice, I guess snow and 8 to 12 inches on Tuesday. So, who knows, that could change. Sorry, it's changed quite a bit, but that's what it looks like. But George, I think you're going to get you're going to get a full day of electricity production on Friday, it looks like. That's Lake Pleasant, but it's probably the same here. That's the way I remember it last time. This is KC2WI, yeah, well, actually it says partly cloudy for Glenfield, but it's probably about really the same. And you might get some on Monday, too, partly cloudy. KC2WI, this is the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins, over. This is KDC2WI, looking for additional check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Please call now. Over. Okay, this is KC2WI. We'll make this, let's see if we have any comments or last-minute check-ins. Over.
J82FDM with a quick comment.
82FDM.
Yeah, Pete, we're watching that Tuesday deal. I know I've been kind of a little spooked by it because it looks like it could go one way or the other, and then it looks like on the latest stuff it might actually be a snow event. So I don't want to buy into it totally yet because it is still a little ways out. But, you know, like they say with the weather forecasting, it's the 6 hours in front of you, the most accurate. Once you get out to 12, 24, 48, 72 hours, the accuracy goes down considerably. So could change, but we'll hang in there and watch it. 82 FPM back to net control.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You can see there where it could be, you know, it doesn't take too much of a shift, although, you know, if it shifts just down to just below, you know, it might just end up, instead of being rain, being really ice, like freezing rain. It depends. It's not just the temperature. It's the, you know, the upper atmosphere and the patterns, but let's hope we don't get that. Anyway, this is KC2WI. We'll make this the last call for questions, comments, late check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Over. Okay, hearing none, this is KC2WI. Now closing the Black River Valley ServiceNet at 0221 Zulu and returning the repeater to other amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for checking in, and everyone have a Merry Christmas. 7-3, the net is closed with KC2WI out.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. I tip my hat to Bill down in Pennsylvania. Hello to you and to my good friend Matt on the other side here. All right, until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, and Mr. Kevin James, a double tip of my hat to you, sir. And your fire chief there, a double dip to my hat there for that young man there, putting out the flames of life. Anyhow, best wishes. Good evening to everyone. Merry Christmas. And we'll have all kind of time here in the future. Who knows where I'll show up, but God bless. KA3TFB logging off through the Echolink system. Indeed, again, a good evening to all.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. Will there allow traffic? All stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
KC2MBU, good evening. No traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. Merry Christmas and season's greetings to everybody. Looking for additional stations with the wild traffic. Add for the tail drops, please.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack.
Okay, I think it was BRN, but that's all I heard. The station, if you would want to try again, you a little what time after I finish transmitting, and then I think you're probably on echo link anyways. And try it again, please. Joe in Hornell, KD2, Bravo Romeo Foxtrot. Thank you for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations, without traffic. Thank you both for checking in, much appreciated. 7-3 is to all, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody. KA2 that ends up.